Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Pathfinder 101 podcast. Thanks for tuning in. This is Swanik Jacobmore. As you are aware, the intention of this podcast is to examine from a high schooler's point of view various professions beyond the basics by interacting with experienced professionals from various careers. Not everyone aspires to start their own business. Starting your own business comes with both risks and rewards. But what exactly does it take to start your own company? In this case, in the technology industry. Let's hear from someone who's decided to embark on this journey. Today's interview will be with Mr. Peyton Randolph, founder and president of his own crypto banking startup. Before his startup, he worked at Apple. We'll be discussing why Mr. Randolph chose computer science and why he chose to start his own business over joining another. Hi, Mr. Randolph.
It's fine.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Let's jump right into the questions.
As a high school student, understanding various professions and career paths seems to be a daunting task because there are so many choices available. And even if we hear about something, the exposure we get to these careers is very limited. I'd like to take you back to your high school days when you were thinking about your college or your career, etc. I'm assuming that you probably started like me with a bit of confusion and uncertainty, but after a few years, you have a successful career today. And I'm just trying to understand the lessons that you learned throughout those years. So my first question is, when you were in high school, did you know what kind of career you wanted to venture into?
No. So I became a software engineer, but in high school, I mean, like I like made some websites. It was more, I picked up a book on iOS programming, and it was just like really cool to be able to do stuff with my phone. And it was just kind of like me and my phone, all these like cool features that, you know, I'd seen other like applications to use or whatever, like I could just do that myself. So it wasn't really like a career choice. It was more just at the time I happened to just pick up a book and be like, look, like I'm just going to go do this. And so it was more like personal interest. And I sort of got lucky that, you know, it actually is a career. Like it's nice if your hobby kind of becomes your career, but you know, yeah, it wasn't an intentional choice at all. I mean, when I was growing up, I remember like being really little, sort of after the .com crash and seeing on the news like unemployed software engineers. So it like wasn't something that anyone was encouraging anybody like when I was kind of in high school. So yeah, just total luck, just following my interest.
Were there any people or mentors that played a role in your inclination towards software engineering?
Yeah, I mean, the teachers at St. Mark's were really supportive, which is really nice. You know, it's always good to get people who like encourage you to kind of be who you are. In terms of like formal mentors, I mean, I didn't know anyone, right? It was just me and my computer, no shit. I met people later on, but that was in college, and then like meeting people later on kind of cemented for me. Like, this is...
What were the different factors you considered when choosing a college?
Yeah, I visited a few. I thought the program. So I ended up going to Carnegie Mellon like School of Computer Science. It was like very focused on teaching the fundamentals and building from there, and I felt like that would be a good sort of like, I don't know, it's something that you could take with you like for the rest of your life, versus, you know, I like a Stanford's more a la carte. So like I kind of liked the fact that the program that I chose was a little more okay, like we will take you and mold you kind of thing. I mean, St. Mark's is like that too in a way. So, you know, maybe it was kind of just like a continuation. But yeah, I really like the program. I really like the people, and I really like the philosophy that we start at the basics and like really mold people.
Like many of us, I'm sure you were like pretty skeptical at the various steps that you took during your career. How did you overcome these? And first of all, did you have any of these like skepticism or doubts or hesitation? And then second of all, how did you overcome it?
Yeah. So yeah, now I'm a startup founder. So there's definitely like a lot of, I mean, the whole thing is like doubts and skepticism and figuring out what the risks are and like paying down the risk one by one. Do you mean like in terms of, I guess, like I was doing something for a couple years and I was like, this isn't for me. Like, did I make the right choice? What should I do next kind of thing?
Yeah,
totally. I mean, like lots of, I think that's pretty common. Yeah, I think it's good that I chose, a couple years in, I thought, you know, maybe I didn't want to do software. Maybe hardware is for me. I went back to grad school and studied electrical engineering. But yeah, of course people have doubts. I mean, that's kind of what grad school is for in a way. Like you go, you can kind of change careers and stuff. I think it's normal for everyone to try a few different things. You know, the first couple years in the working world, especially the first year, are like very formative. So like I would suggest optimizing for like going out into the working world and like at least your first year, like do it with people you really think you can learn from and like really respect and stuff like that. And then just sort of have that base, like get that first year out of the way. And try different things. I ended up quitting. I worked at like a big tech company. I ended up quitting my job and going back to grad school. And then I quit grad school to do a startup. So yeah, I don't really know how to answer that. I mean, like everyone has doubts, and the best you can do is like try to get a good base. Don't like over optimize for the short term. Stay in touch with your friends. My co-founder for this startup, like we've known each other for 10 years. If we hadn't known each other for 10 years, I don't think like this kind of startup would be working. Just keep your friends and just try to get a good base, I guess.
Given your current exposure to like different fields and your various knowledge of those fields, do you, sort of two-part question, do you think you would change to a different field if you could, or is there anything that you would change in the path that you took to eventually become like a hardware engineer?
Well, now I have a crypto startup, so I'm no longer a hardware engineer. Would I want to change fields? No, dude, it's really fun. This is like the most fun that I've ever had. I get to like, I mean, it's cliche, but like we have like some of the best people, and I'm like, if I'm not like the least knowledgeable person around, then like our company won't succeed. So I have to like really try to surround myself with people who know a lot more than I do. So it's a little more fun, and I get to do like a lot of different things, which I think I always wanted to do. What's the second part of your question?
It was, would you change like to a different, if you had the opportunity to, would you change to a different career? Like, I don't know, like a lawyer or a doctor or something like that?
No. Startups are pretty fun. I don't think I'm leaving.
Okay. Yeah. What are some of the most important skills that you wish you had developed first, like another like three-part question, first before college and then before joining into the job world, and then sort of off of that, for a startup, what do you think are the most essential skills?
That's a huge question, dude. So most essential skills before going off to school. Does this include things that St. Mark's already teaches? I feel like St. Mark's does a really good job of preparing people. I would just say stick with that. I was like, and I'm sure other people have said this, like I felt much more prepared for kind of the collegiate environment than some of my friends like freshman year. And that's just because I was like, okay, I'm like really lucky to be here. I'm going to focus. I'm going to learn. I'm going to make friends. And it was like, it was easy to shift from St. Mark's to like a university setting and then just be like much more focused, which for a lot of people isn't the case. So yeah, I guess the essential skill, is for me at least, was focus, for doing well in school. And then out of school in the working world, even if you're really good at what you do, I think like it's important to like focus on other people and kind of be likable and like care about, you know, what other people's wants and needs, and kind of like see the future a little bit. Like think of like a very daily example. If let's say you're a software engineer, I'm a software engineer, you like caused a ton of bugs and it's like Friday night or something, and I'm just like, I ping you and I'm like, you caused all these bugs, it's like Friday night or whatever. Like if there's no rush, like, I might as well wait till Monday, right? And, like, be a little more chill about it, even though it's, like, you know, technically the right thing to do to, like, assign the bugs. I don't know, that's, like, a very, like, daily example, but just, like, be caring about other people and their situation, and, like, really see how your actions impact other people, I think is really key to the working world, because, you know, your actions matter to other people, just as, like, theirs probably matter to you. And then for startup, yeah, I mean, just typical startup stuff that you read about. There's no thing to really prepare to do it. You just got to do it. And then, yeah, there's so much startup advice out there. And a lot of it is, like, pretty true, but nothing really compares to just doing it. Like, you know, if I'm taking a call tonight at, like, 3:30 a.m. Like, I have to. No one else is going to. No one else is going to be there at, like, 3:30 a.m. So I have to. You know, so, yeah, like, everything that's written about is true. And it's like, there's no essential skill other than, like, willingness to just do it and not quit.
We were talking a little bit about mentors earlier, and you said that, like, in terms of high school, there aren't that many, but you'd say, like, now there were probably a few. Could you talk a little bit about what role they play right now?
Yeah. A few are, and I will say, like, I had mentors in high school, of course. Like, St. Mark's has been, like, really excellent role models. It's just, like, for career purposes that, I mean, it's Dallas, right? Like, it was hard to find, like, a software bubble. Now, like, mentors, I talked to my manager at my first job, like, the first person to, like, give me a job and like, try to teach me the ropes. I still talk to him, you know, and so we've kept in touch for 5 or 6 years. I really appreciate, like, it's hard to kind of, like, mentor somebody or at least, like, manage somebody right out of school. Or it can be challenging. So, like, I really appreciate, like, his involvement. Other mentors right now, it's hard to say. There's nobody I communicate with on a regular basis right now. For startups, you kind of, like, you take one step at a time. So, like, first you have no money and no product and no users. And then, like, you find somebody who can kind of, they've done it before, they have the battle scars or whatever, and they've, like, gotten some users and they've scraped something together, and you, like, learn as much as you can from them, and then you go and raise money. And then the next level is, like, now you have somebody who's, like, done even more stuff, and you learn as much as possible, and you kind of, like, you go so quickly that it's hard to have, like the mentors are very stage dependent, if that makes sense. So, like, we're working with these people right now, and to me it's, like, a crazy level, and they're, like, super smart, but if we actually succeed and, like, build a product and deeply understand our users, we will, like, know more than they do. And so, like, you sort of have to, in a startup, it's a weird experience, because as you grow, and, like, we've barely gotten anywhere. So, like, we're not, like, I just know this from talking to, like, much older, like, way more successful founders. It, like, you kind of have to continually, like, move forwards. And so, like, mentorship becomes more of a stage-dependent thing. Like, if you're one of the lucky few with, like, a $10 billion company, and your problems are, like, you know, trying to open offices in Brazil, or, like, you know, like, dealing with corporate stuff, like, you have a very different mentor than somebody who's, like, just trying to get some people to use their app, right? And so, like, this is continually moving. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that answers the question. Okay. Before we move on to the next section of questions, do you have any general advice for someone in high school who's considering, like, various different options to pursue in college, and any general advice about, like, life? Or, I don't know, let's say, like, one example would be, like, communication is, like, really important. I was talking to someone earlier, and they spent, like, 15 minutes just talking about how communication is important. Is there any, like, one thing that you would stress is, like, very important to your career?
Probably friendship. It's easy to, like, not put in the effort, but I've been much happier putting in the effort. It's not something that comes natural to everybody. Like, putting in the effort to maintain friends, especially, like, you go to a place like St. Mark's, you probably go to a school that is not in Dallas. And then you get a job that is not in where you went to school. And so like, it gets harder and harder and harder to keep up with people. But you know, the people you kind of like go up around, like they're still a part of your lives. So yeah, friendship would be like my general advice. It's easy to kind of go off and not really talk to anyone. I'm not like super successful or anything. This is just a general thing that like everyone goes through, and people have different degrees of like connectedness that they maintain. I've personally been much happier like being more connected with people.
This is also sort of a two-part question, since you were originally working in, I believe it was Apple.
Right? Yeah, I worked at Apple.
And then now you're starting a startup.
Yeah.
So what did a typical day or week look like for you when you were working for Apple, and what are the responsibilities that fell on your shoulders, and how's that changed now that you're starting to start?
Yeah. Compared to other tech companies, like other big tech companies, Apple's kind of unique in that there's not like a product manager role. So there's a whole skill set called shipping at Apple, which is basically like, there's not really, it's a little hard to describe, but there's not really, the products that come out of Apple are only as good as the people who make them like care to make them. And if like they're not good enough, then you know, if it's too buggy or whatever, like the like kind of central authority of Apple or whatever will be like, this is too buggy, we're not even letting it out to the public, and so then your stuff doesn't get shipped. So you have to like maintain a certain quality bar without necessarily somebody day to day breathing down your neck and like really, really managing you, which is something that like I really liked about Apple. So like the day-to-day responsibility is like within the structure, do what you can to get the product that you're working on to customers. So basically you ship the product. That was kind of like the focus of the company. And like, you know, with a startup, I mean, like we've like raised money, but we don't have revenue right now. So right now it's like, get the product out and get people paying for it, basically. So it's like very similar. There's no one, it's like kind of the shared responsibility and stuff, around the product. So yeah, it's the day-to-day responsibilities, do what you can to ship the product within like the various like structures that exist. And it's the same at a startup. Plus like do all the operations stuff and find customers. I mean, with Apple, like they've kind of found their customers, so you don't have to like worry too much about like going out and finding your customer. You just make something that's like relatively decent. But with a startup, like you don't know if your business model will be, or if your like hypotheses will actually play out. So you have to go out and knock on doors and like be really kind of persistent and I guess comprehensive. Does that make sense? So it's like more of the same, but like a broader scope with a startup. But you still have to get something out there.
In terms of the startup, how has COVID changed the way that you operate?
Yeah, I mean, we've only been doing this for 6 months, so yeah, we're not that old. It hasn't been around long enough. It's been the same. I guess one thing that's changed is a lot more. What we're doing is pretty global. So again, like I'm taking a call at like 3:30, and the willingness to like hop on a video call, I would imagine, has gone way up. I didn't see it before. So like, I would guess the effects of the pandemic is that people are a lot more used to collaborating at a distance. And like, now we can like tap into people all over the world, basically, and like, try to figure out answering most burning questions with them. So I guess that's like one. Does that make sense?
Yeah. For both when you were working at Apple and now with your startup, what do you like most about your work and what do you like least?
What I like most is like helping people make stuff happen. I know it's kind of broad, but you know, to me it's very rewarding to like, you know, I'll just kind of like get a ball rolling, or there's a ball already rolling and I'll like give it a push. It was a little philosophical. And then like other people are really stoked about it, and like it like kind of brings other people joy. That's what I really like about it. Is just like, you know, the ability to do that, and like you're making something new. Like at Apple, I worked on like the like health software. So there are a lot of like features. It's like you go home put together like a little prototype, go and show it to people. People get excited. You know, if it's really good and people like it, sort of like, you know, people kind of like get behind it. And it's like, that's my favorite part. It's the same thing with a startup. Like if people are like, if you're doing well, you know, people want to join you. People want to work on what you're doing. If you're not doing well, people don't want to do those things. And so you got to change. So this is the fun part. Things I don't like, I kind of like it all. Like it's fun. I don't know. But yeah. I guess at a large company, people have like different motivations for being at the company. If at a startup, everyone kind of has the same motivation. And so I guess the thing that it wasn't a fit for me at like a big company, like people want to slap like a name brand on. Not that there's anything wrong with that, right? But like, or people like they have like various financial needs or something, things that aren't necessarily like product focused. I mean, it's fine, like that's life, but that would be like one of, it's not really something that I didn't like, but it's more like at any big company, like you'll have like people who just like to be at a big company, which is totally fine. But if I had to pick one thing that wasn't for me, it was probably like what little of that existed, if that makes sense. And then a startup, obviously there's none of that, because like who in their right mind would ever like do this? So
one factor to consider, and this question applies more to your like Apple tech job, but is compensation. It's certainly not the most important thing. Like you were talking about how you love your work because like it's like a puzzle, the satisfaction you get from like piecing out the puzzle. But compensation is still like a factor to consider whenever choosing a job. Do you think that your career with Apple compensated well in comparison, without going into specifics, of course, but do you think it compensated well compared to other professions? Or
yeah, of course, yeah, it was very well compensated. It wasn't like the highest job offer, but I mean for me it was more important to have, like, especially for like first year of school, like have a manager who like really believes in you, and like people you feel like you can learn from and all that stuff. I mean money's not like, but like objectively, a software engineer at Apple in the past 5 years was well.
And in terms of your startup, is that obviously like in the phase where like pre-release, so would you say like could you talk a little bit about compensation in relation to right now?
Yeah, I mean I pay myself less, but like we try to pay top of market for like each individual, and we like go for cash. That's just like to avoid distractions, essentially. People have different, like, I'm at the point in my life where people are like buying houses and have mortgages and starting families, so of course it's like a huge deal. I'm not one of those people, so yeah, compensation isn't, it's on my mind because I have to talk to people about theirs a lot, but my personal compensation, I guess is in terms of advice, one thing is like, if you make the big compensation like right out of school or whatever, you can I guess understand yourself better, and see how it kind of impacts you emotionally. For me, like, you know, you get like a bonus, your bank account balance is a little bit higher. Like, okay. But other people, it's like security and it represents all these different things. I'm obviously like very like lucky and privileged in life and stuff. So, you know, I probably have a different attitude than most people. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Earlier you were talking about how you still kept in touch with one of the job managers or recruiters. Yeah. So how important would you say, well, obviously for a startup, networking would be like really, really important, but in terms of both like with your job at Apple and now, how important would you say networking? What does that entail?
Oh, like what is networking entail, and like how did it work? Yeah, I mean, it's gonna vary by like field and what you're doing. I work in basically like new product development, and so networking means like meeting people who are into making new things, and that's like actually really exciting and cool in general. So it's not really you know, it's not a like if you're genuinely interested, you'll like know people who are doing cool things, and also people self-select into like different bubbles, you know, depending on where you go to school, and like you kind of find your people, and if your people are like making sense, it doesn't feel like a networking thing. It's just like being as far as like keeping in touch with, you know, people, I don't know, it's good just to be where people are at and get their perspective on things. I guess another kind of like quintessentially there's kind of, I guess it's like Silicon Valley-esque, but you know, like you never know who knows who or like where like some big breakthrough is going to come from, like for you personally or for what you're working on. So there's also like kind of that incentive to just be nice to everyone. Like you just never know. Yeah. So I guess in terms of how important, extremely, but it doesn't feel like a chore. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So the next question is like, since technology and crypto and such are always evolving at a very fast pace, what steps do you take to sort of stay ahead of the industry?
What steps to stay ahead of the industry? I guess networking. And trying new things. We're trying to do something very new. And so through that, we've gotten to meet, you know, the people. Like for something extremely new, to me, I could be wrong. It feels like people who've already been in it for like 4 to 5 years, it's a lot easier for them to like have new ideas. Like they wake up in the morning, they're like, oh yeah, like obviously this thing would work or something. And so like if you yourself are trying to do something really cool, it's a lot easier to meet those people. And I guess it's comes with networking. And then those people tend to have, you know, since they've been in the game for a little bit and it's in a new field, the ideas that they have like necessarily push the field forwards because, you know, they were there for all of it. And so they know it's been tried or whatever. So I guess the answer to your question of how to stay ahead is networking, which I said didn't feel like a chore, but that's literally it. It's like I, you know, it was just a call the other day, and then like one of our like kind of investor people was like, oh yeah, I got this great idea, and like told us this idea. And like, oh, it was something like completely fresh that like is not written down, you'd never be able to find. But like, this has been around for so long that like all of his ideas are going to be super fresh. And, yeah, so to stay ahead of the field, like networking, I think that'll be the case for any student.
In terms of defining a successful like entrepreneur or startup, how would you define like the people you look up to who are starting their own companies? What qualities or attributes would you define as successful?
Yeah, I only know a couple. I mean, it's a pretty long journey, and I guess like once you're doing it and like once you've taken investment, you can't quit. And so like the key quality is like get to like just, I guess it's really cliche, but it's like don't quit. And then like as problems crop up, like we're trying to hire corporate counsel, and like I have to like go through a bunch, and it's a whole thing, and like it's not exciting or fun or anything, but like I have to do it. I can't. And all the people, it's very few. Like once you've decided to do it and you've gotten reasonably far, it's like less painful to keep going than to quit. So key characteristic, just not quitting. It's good for us if we do what we know we need to do and just don't quit. Do okay. Like again, we're like super early, so it's, you know, you should talk to somebody who's like way later on. But usually, if you talk to kind of the older founders, it's usually as a younger aspiring founder. I don't know what you want to do with your life. If you want to start a company or whatever, if you talk to the older founders like one on one, usually becomes kind of a therapy session where they just kind of like say like all the like basically like struggles that they went through. I guess the key characteristic is like don't quit. Philosophical.
What process did you use to come up with your own particular idea, and what motivated you to continue and follow through with that idea instead of just trying to brainstorm another one or something?
Yeah. There's a huge gap in the market, and we have a potential solution, and now we just need to prove it works. So it's like identifying a big gap. There's something that people clearly want and they're not getting, and kind of understand why they're not getting it. And we know that like there's a little bit of dogma, and there's a little bit of like there's some factors that like don't really apply to us. So it's like see a gap in the market, try to solve it, and then have a decent enough solution, people will like give you resources to really like execute on it. So yeah, just see something that people like we think really want and they're not getting, and they're like trying different ways of getting it, solving the problem. So gap in the market.
And what role does your previous education and experience play in your startup?
Yeah, I mean, it's a software company, so like just being able to jump in and fix problems and is helpful. Yeah, like we're working on a demo, and like when things are really blocked, like I'll like drop whatever I'm doing and go try to fix it. It's just like being able to move things forward is helpful, if that makes sense. Yeah. Versus like being a spectator, like you can't be a spectator.
Thank you for taking time to address these questions, and good luck in your startup.
Good questions, by the way. I wish you all the best. Hopefully this helps people.
So thank you.